Welcome to another of the Fleming Foundation's Take Five. I'm Rex, and sitting across the table is Dr. Thomas Fleming. Panic continues to spread, and health officials and politicians are telling us this could result in 11 times the level of deaths caused by influenza. Also, they tell us the choice is whether we want to be like Hong Kong or other Asian countries that have apparently squelched the coronavirus, or like Italy, where it is raging. What are the lessons? What is your take?
Well, one lesson, and this is something I hope all Americans take to heart, is that the kind of people in the media and in politics who quote statistics are mostly liars.
Oh.
Or they're totally ignorant of statistics.
Hmm.
Take the numbers. At the lowest estimate, influenza annually kills about 12,000 Americans, or as many as 50,000.
Wow.
Let's just say 12,000. Now, 11 times 12,000 will equal 132,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's, now, on the one hand, that sounds like a lot, but that's a death rate for the whole country of 0.4%. That's not a whole lot. That's like children falling off tricycles.
Mm.
Some scientists are telling the press it's also 11 times the cancer rate. In other words, it would be 3 million people. I heard a guy today. He was being interviewed by the substitute host for Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
And he said, at the rate things are going, by the end of the month, there'll be 750,000 cases. So let's hold him to that. I've heard a former advisor to President Obama, top health advisor, who was said all hospital beds will be used up within a week. We're about a week away from total apocalypse. People who fling these numbers around, especially when they're former Obama officials and other Democrats, they should be arrested and charged with trying to start riots and panics.
Right.
Here's a little figure that might comfort most people if we're going to talk about Italian lessons. In Italy, 99.9% of deaths are suffered by elderly people with heart and or respiratory problems, 99.9%. No children. There was one young guy who died recently. He was a Spanish soccer player, but it turned out he had leukemia. He was already dying when the coronavirus.
Well, the numbers tell a story, and you can talk about those numbers all day long, but when it hits home, then it's a whole different story. I thought it would be just completely pandemic by now, but what are the other things that we need to know about this?
This virus and our response to it is telling us a lot about the kind of people we Americans have become. Our public crowd behavior has become bestial. I was in a Woodman's supermarket yesterday, and one thing that happened was funny. I was looking at the turkey because almost everything else had been sold out.
Oh,
I mean, the shelves were denuded.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at some fresh turkey. And a woman comes up staring at me angrily like I'm in her way. A woman of about 40. And then, because she wants to look at the turkey, she melodramatically wraps a scarf around her mouth. It's because she's going to have to get within 20 feet of me or whatever to look at the turkey. Now, my first thought was, I mean, this is ridiculous. She could wait 30 seconds until I pass on. But no, that would not be life in the Midwest as we know it. Life in the Midwest means I want what I want now.
Oh, boy.
And you're in my way. This is sort of weird. Now, the reaction of Democratic opponents of the president is plainly disgusting.
Oh.
If things are really as bad as they say they are, at this point, it amounts to nothing. Their attempt to demoralize the entire nation by blaming the president and making a few political points out of this is moral treason against the country. They ought to be really ashamed of themselves.
Huh.
Perhaps more significant are the people who are having the privilege of early testing. The people you hear about, you read about having tests, but a lot of people with no symptoms, now they have the money and the clout. Professional athletes, politicians.
Of course.
An entire NBA team got tested. If the entire team came down with the coronavirus, the chance of death would be like 1 in 10,000. People in the peak of life, at peak of health and condition, they fight this thing off immediately. High-risk people, however, you know, people like diabetics, people suffering from cancer and getting chemo,
sure.
The people who would die if they got the coronavirus,
blowing
they're not having access because access is being hogged. We say in this country, Rex, that we believe in democratic equality. All the people are created equal. We all have a chance to grow up to be president. We all have a share in the pie. Clearly, we are no more fundamentally democratic or egalitarian than people in 18th century France. The difference is that elite classes used to lead armies, exercise power in local government. They were the judges. They worked hard. They were also the patrons of great art and music and literature. They set the model and tone for society. We have, by contrast, the Kardashians, NBA stars, corrupt politicians, none of whom is worthy to be compared with anyone I'm aware of who lives in my neighborhood. Every person on this block is more worthy of respect than these celebrities. Elite classes are defined by the privilege that their status confers. A Roman citizen, for example, couldn't be tortured. And that's why St. Paul says, I am a Roman citizen. I appeal to the emperor. In the later empire, you had higher ranks, the clariores, the illustriores, etc., who had different privileges. In the medieval times, of course, knights had a set of privileges. The clergy had a set of privileges. You couldn't execute a priest.
Right.
In our society, status means things like special privileges at law. So, for example, if you're O.J. Simpson and you murder your ex-wife and boyfriend, you get to walk.
Okay.
Well, it means access to insider trading, access to lots and lots and lots of money. It means even getting your kids in to a college that they don't deserve to go to. The tone and nature of a society are defined by the nature of the elite that are in charge. When Americans who claim to adore liberty and equality, and that's all we ever talk about on July the 4th, when they quit investing all their time and money into Hollywood movies and Hollywood celebrities, professional sports and the professional athletes, and the junk music you listen to, when people quit spending money on that, then the Kardashians will no longer have elite status and access to things that the rest of us can never have.
Well, the government's going to be the great equalizer because I'm going to get me $1,000. Because I don't have the coronavirus, but I'm going to get it anyway. What do you think about that?
Well, I asked my wife if we should give our $2,000 back, and we decided, no, we'd take a vacation with it instead.